Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey. Hi. What up? Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so R. Kelly. R. Kelly's in the news again. I know you're shocked, God. Everyone. He sucks.
He's still in jail, right?
Yeah, but listen to this. He's getting charged even more now, this time in Minnesota. Because I guess, you know, he didn't like to fly, they said. So he drove everywhere. He had this weird thing. Anyway, he's facing more sex crimes now in Minnesota because he got charged with two felony counts. This is so gross. This is what he did. It's for engaging in prostitution with someone under 18 years old and offering to hire. These are new, though. These are new charges with a new person. They keep adding, like, victims.
Right.
And then offering to hire someone under the age of 18 for sexual purposes. But this is, like, the same story. It's like Bill Cosby, I said. You remember how they did the documentary on him, on A&E, and every woman had the same story down to the creepiest details?
People who had never met each other, never knew each other, all had the exact same story.
So this girl, she was a fan. She says she was an underage girl. She was attempting to get an autograph at the City Center, a shopping mall in Minneapolis. And then he gave her his phone number somehow with instructions to call. When she did, she was directed to his hotel, ushered up to his suite. Think about this is your daughter. Can you imagine? Then they said R. Kelly offered her $200, $200, to take her clothes off and dance, to which she did. So now he's being charged with doing that to this chick and whatever the hell else
Allie,
he did.
Didn't you say that he wasn't flying, he was driving?
I'm assuming to Minneapolis, because that was his whole thing, was one of the things was he hated traveling. That's why he never went
anywhere. Did he hate traveling because air travel was much more strict?
Yeah, or and he couldn't control
yes,
it.
He couldn't control it.
Exactly,
he's like the abusive controlling guy. So he needs everything in place for him, and he can't run his nasty sex prostitution ring, I call it, or
you got someone else
sex
flying
trafficking.
A plane, and someone else doing your baggage, and there's security and TSA.
You
and
put these girls, you put them on a plane, they could speak up and yell about what's going on in their lives.
You have in your own van.
Well, I don't think the victims were like that. They weren't the type of victims that need to yell and say, help me, because they were children who were being, you know, manipulated and, you know, abused and molested by R. Kelly. Whether they say yes or no is irrelevant. It's like when Oprah talks about as a kid what it was like, you know? So it's
just go away.
Go away, R. Kelly, please.
Stay in jail
for a long long time and never come back ever.
Like ever.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie
weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Before we go on the air, I go, I need an electrician. I don't need one. I don't know one.
I don't know one either.
I know. I don't know one. I need a good electrician. Gibbons, can you do electrical work?
Of course I can, Riggs. Do you have electrical tape?
Gibbons, I have fire insurance. I'll let you do some electrical work at my house. I think my homeowner's insurance covers fire.
This dude really wants to move. This
Your
guy really wants to move out of Franklin.
Definitely covers fire.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Yeah, I want to move out of Franklin. One day. Every time the grass is always greener. I don't know. Do you guys have good news to start the day?
I want to hear yours because I think I know what it is.
My good news is yesterday. You guys, I went on the giant slide for the first time ever. And it was amazing.
Riggs, that was one of your bucket lists?
It was on my Milwaukee summer bucket list, and I've checked it off as of yesterday. I'll put the video up today. You can see it on our website. I'll put it on on our Instagram and all that stuff. I understand why there's always a long line, because it's just, it's fun.
It's so fun.
It is.
I forgot how fun it was. And yes. Then we went down. I thought, I'm going to go down this once for work and be like, can we leave now? Because it's the fair and I'm sweating. I wanted to keep going.
I know, right?
I was like, let's keep going. Yes. Let's keep going. Uh-huh.
Also,
it was so much fun.
I should have worn shorts, though, because I got really hot.
It was
pants
super
at the
hot.
Fair is a bad idea.
Just take your pants off, man.
I know I should have, but then that'd be inappropriate.
If
it'd
a
be
guy
in the
can
news.
Take his shirt off and put it in his back pocket, take your pants off and put it in your back
fair.
Pocket.
I do wear like longer underwear.
Right. No, I was sweating right. too. I'm with you. Like, it was like you needed a shower when you left the fair yesterday.
I was also concerned about slide burn if I would get that. But those mats, those rugs they put you on, they're big enough that you can wear shorts and you're fine.
Totally. Yeah.
It was awesome. The giant slide rules.
Yes.
Well, you weren't the only one that went on it for the first time.
No.
My first time as well. And I'll tell you what, I don't do heights. I'm not a big fan of heights.
No.
I was scared walking up. Because, Riggs, you mentioned the long line.
Yes.
But the line flows so quickly.
So quick. Yeah.
It's like a water slide.
No.
Run up the stairs, go down. Run up the stairs. Oh, you think water slides are worse?
Water slides are a lot worse. In my experiences, you've had to wait a long time at water slides. Yeah. With the giant slide at the state fair, though, we just got
quickly. Boom, 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 boom.
Is it hearing other people scream that gives you the anxiety, too?
Yeah,
like then have like standing in line for a roller coaster, you're like, oh my god, they're scared. They're scared. Am I going to be scared? Oh god. Yes,
that's
good
the
news.
Worst when you get to the top though, and you're afraid of heights.
Yes,
I get you.
I jump out of airplanes and I'm afraid of that heights. You kidding me?
Oh BS.
100%.
No
100%.
Way.
100%.
I can see
it's
that.
It's different. It's perceived heights. Yeah.
I'm afraid of heights. Like I would skydive, but I'm scared to death to climb a ladder.
Skydiving is like zooming in on Google Maps. I can see myself falling off the giant slide.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't do anything to stop it.
Reading my mind, man.
What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is that I made it to the fair.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Quite an accomplishment.
You made it.
I made it to the fair.
You know what's cool about the fair? We got to go in the back door of the fair. We usually go in the front entrance, but they let us go in the back, which
beautiful.
Was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's a back entrance.
It's a great entrance.
My first time back there, they always make you go through the front door. I'm like, all right, back door. Yes.
Kind of a tight squeeze, but we got in there.
It worked.
My God.
Give us some chicken news.
My good news.
Miracles do exist. For the first time in my adult life, I finished all of my antibiotics.
Nice.
And I only missed one dose.
High five.
Because.
Fit for being an adult. High five.
This I morning, only missed one tube when I was in Florida because we both had strep throat.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for being healthy.
This morning
that.
I took the last dose.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Day 11, so I only missed, like I said, just one dose.
Good for you.
Yes.
My throat still hurts, and I do want you to look to see if there's white spots in there, but
that's
I just.
Well, I'm looking right now. I swear. Hold on. Before you hit the...
Okay. I'm dead serious.
I'm not kidding.
Do I or no?
Oh, no. Yeah, she's looking back there. Say no. You see anything?
This feels so weird.
Dr. Allie's here. He's clear.
Yay! Okay,
yay!
Good.
Yay! Your throat smear came back clear. Yay!
I had to look up at Allie in a really weird position, though, and it kind of freaked
really
me out.
I wasn't really looking at your eyes, though.
Oh, you got a really deep throat there, Gibbons.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Is it in? 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. What?
Oh,
it's not about the meat in the fridge. Man. We got so much meat from Rupinas when you weren't here last week, Allie. Rupinas came in from the fair.
What the hell, Rupinas? I wanted to be here. Why couldn't they wait till this week? Jesus.
Maybe they'll come back.
It's a freaking rush.
Maybe they'll come back.
The fair's like 12 days.
Right?
Man.
They brought in a bunch of stuffing balls and some meat, and there's a boatload of meat sticks in the refrigerator.
And nobody told me for the entire day yesterday Rupinas had brought meat in that was in there that I could eat. Nobody.
Allie?
Nobody.
You eat during the show three or four times.
Yeah.
And each time you eat, you go to the fridge.
I don't go to that fridge. I go to the one in the kitchen where I need the microwave.
I thought you stashed your crap in
that's
there.
That's an extra step.
I assumed you were going into the fridge where it was, and it's very clear that it's there.
No, because when I asked you to put my stuff in the fridge the other day, Riggs, I meant the one in the kitchen. You put it in there, and then I got lost. I didn't know where the hell my stuff was.
Oh, it's our fault.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Yep.
Put it in the wrong fridge.
Yes, because I said you're going to the kitchen. Go put this in the fridge. And
no.
Then he went.
We have our own little special fridge.
We do. That's our fridge.
It's your fridge that you brought in.
Use your fridge, dude.
Use the secret fridge for secret things. Like meat sticks I'm trying to hide from people that I don't tell them about. I don't go in there unless I need.
You cannot feel guilty for putting meat sticks in our refrigerator that she didn't see.
I don't feel guilty at all. She's trying to make you feel guilty.
No, you should feel guilty that you didn't tell me they were in there.
You're supposed to go in there.
Okay, what's one of your favorite things in the world, Riggs, to eat? Just give me one thing.
Meat.
Yeah,
and or burritos.
I put Rapinas brings in, 80 meat sticks when you're on vacation and you come back for a whole day and nobody mentions it to you. That's screwed up, dude.
No, I would have walked by the refrigerator, went and opened up and said, "Whose meat is this?"
But I didn't.
Whose meat is this?
Screw you both. Okay, so what's happening?
Did you see Topher Grace was at the Wisconsin State Fair yesterday from that 70s show?
Somebody wrote on my wall that he was there. I had no idea. Because we were there for the giant slide. We were. Riggs had never ridden it. Gibbons had never ridden it.
Nope.
We all went down it together. It was awesome.
Yep.
And somebody wrote on my wall, did you see Topher Grace? He just put on social media he was there. I was like, Topher Grace from that 70s show was at the freaking Wisconsin State Fair, which it's funny because, you know, that's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Give that one a beef stick.
Thanks for giving me some meat.
That was the angriest meat handoff.
Wait, are these hot? It says beef hot sticks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a chicken.
Oh, yeah. Eat that meat, bro.
Is my mouth going to be on fire?
Topher Grace puts on his Twitter. He goes, big shout out to the five people who didn't shout out, hello, Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Fair today. Hashtag deep fried Oreos. Hashtag funnel cake. Hashtag corn dogs for days. Cheese curds for life. Nobody knows why he was here.
So he wasn't doing an appearance.
No, not that we know of.
Why do you have to ask? Why was he here? It's the state fair, man.
Well, I'm curious.
Man.
Was he in town?
But he's not from here.
Are they filming something? Is he a family here? Is he visiting a friend? Was he just in Chicago and shot up for the day?
I'm just curious. He made an appearance, and then when they said no, he was just in town. I'm like, oh,
yeah. I'm just curious. Spider-Man 3, Black Klansman. Have you seen that yet?
I have not seen Black Klansman, no.
Super good.
What else is...
He was on an episode of Black Mirror, one of the newer episodes of Black Mirror, I know. I don't know.
I can't believe that meat stick was so spicy.
Was it? Here, put that meat in my mouth.
You did that to torture me, didn't you?
I grabbed the first meat stick I could find.
You grabbed the hot sticks, and I can't... Oh, my God, my mouth's on fire. God,
these look amazing.
Well, eat them, I'm going to die. I don't even hear what you're saying anymore.
Hi, Gibbons.
I want some meat.
My mouth's on fire.
You've known about the meat too. Don't give me a guilt trip.
I'm not guilt tripping you.
Rupinas, I love your meat. I just can't eat the spicy. I'm dying.
Rupinas also brought the stuffing balls, which those wouldn't have kept. So
no, those were we ate them within an hour and a half of getting them.
I really did. Honestly, yeah, it was good. Yeah, and we drank the gravy too. All right. Hey, take us to Noah's Ark Water Park. We got them coming up next. Hold on. Good meat.
What the?
So good. Mm.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I had to show you guys this before we went on the air because I wanted to know what you guys thought about this.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner goes on Instagram and posts a video of what Travis Scott did for her for her 22nd birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And I gotta say, it's pretty insane. Now, he basically filled an entire, a gigantic room in her house, like almost like the foyer that's like wide open.
Yeah.
With nothing but rose petals. But I'm not talking like scattered. I'm talking like a ball pit.
Like a waiting pool.
You could go jump in these roses. There's that many.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then Kylie Jenner takes a video and their baby's like sitting in the middle of the rose petals playing,
I think the baby was standing up and the rose petals were just up to her waist.
Yeah.
I mean, they were high. Those rose petals
were high.
Yeah, they were
and
deep.
So then Kylie Jenner flashes the card from Travis Scott, which really is what I find interesting because I can't picture him being lovey-dovey, right? Travis Scott, because he's a rapper. I don't know why. And the card says, happy birthday. We're just getting started. Love you.
Aww.
But I'm like, haven't they been together for like 2 years? We're just getting started.
Right?
You have a kid for crying out loud. You started. You're in, man.
Pretty sure you're in there, brother.
Yes.
But dude.
And she's 22, so by 30, she'll be bored.
If you're 22 and your man is setting an entire gigantic room full of rose petals, that's a nightmare. A nightmare. You know why it's the biggest nightmare, though?
Because you got to clean the crap up.
And then your floor is going to be dyed freaking red because you know people are going to walk all over those.
Okay. Yeah. I've decided what I think of it. It's a cool visual.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I don't want it in my living room because I'd have to clean it up. You're right. So I want to watch the Kylie Jenner video on Instagram where Travis Scott has destroyed her house with rose petals. Like, destroyed it. It's puked rose petals.
Yep. When you watch someone else do a spill in their kitchen, you're like, oh, that's funny because it's not my kitchen.
Yes.
I don't have to clean it up.
Exactly.
Yes. Because you know I wouldn't pick them up.
I Googled the word that came to mind when you showed me this video, Allie.
What is it?
The word is overcompensating.
Okay. So he's overcompensating because he's cheating.
Is that necessary?
Because those were the rumors that he was. We don't know if he's cheating. Those were the rumors.
I just think anytime a measure like this is taken to this effect, I mean, that's over the top.
But that's what they do. And he's a rapper. That's what they do.
Devil's advocate.
And they're the Kardashians. They're over the top. How do you even do anything for them?
Who was it? What was the Kanye? They did like the
Kenny G.
Kenny G. Oh yeah, that's right. The Kenny G.
Oh, I actually found that corny.
But I'm saying, no, like, when the way they go over the top.
Kanye had Kenny G playing for Kim's
birthday or their wedding anniversary.
But like, literally, yeah. You walk in and Kenny G's playing with like candlelight, and I was like laughing, but I thought that was a little corny.
So yeah. Did I, but that's in the Kardashian vein. It's so over the top. Kenny G is awesome. I wear Kenny G shirts to every rock and roll show I go to.
Stop it.
You
it
know that's true. A fact. That's a fact.
It is true.
I loved him when I was a kid.
That is true.
Well, I love the Kardashians now that I'm an adult. I'll have you know.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Whoa. I got my button there. That was my button. We talked about the Kardashians. I had to play that.
Oh. Hey.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right. Come on, well, they're just getting started.
They are just getting started, those
and,
two.
And she's 22.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What do you do when...
I'm like, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah. What do you do when somebody flashes their high beams at you? And not just like an accident, because I've seen somebody like they'll accidentally hit their lights and flash them a little bit.
Uh-huh.
This was a very deliberate flash, like four flashes, successfully in a row, four in a row.
Four mean? I've never seen four.
Never. During the day, never. So
that means cops to me, then. I was going to say it's one of two things. It's either there's a cop... You're about to hit a cop, right?
That's what I thought.
Flashing lights, or they think your high beams are on and they're flashing you, right?
Uh-huh. The first thing I thought was police officer, so I slowed down and I was looking around. No cops. Nothing. I checked my lights. My daytime running lights are on. I just have them that they're always on, but I didn't have any sort of other brights on. My hazards weren't on.
Were you being flashed facing you or
yes,
something?
Yes, oncoming traffic. It was one car and it was a girl wearing a blue Brewers hat. That's all that I saw, just this chick wearing a blue Brewers
hat.
But
you were driving or you were sitting?
I was driving. Okay. I was driving my car. She was driving her little Honda, whatever it was. And she flashed her lights at me four times. Blink, 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 blink.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Was this a gang initiation? What the hell was going on?
I remember that rumor.
Well, that was a bit of a stretch.
That was. But those are the only two reasons I know. The brights on or the cops, like what you said, Allie. I don't know what other purpose you would have for flashing lights.
I've gotten flashed a few times lately, my people's brights, but I always assume it's because I said, remember my car? People think I have my brights on and I don't. Like some of the newer cars, the lights are like too bright or something. I still get flashed all the time. And I'm like, my brights aren't on. Yeah. And then I'll flash them back like, dude, not on.
Yeah. Let me show you what the brights look like.
I don't know because I'm not a mind reader, but...
Yeah, 414-799-1037, or you can always text us to 71037. You can text us.
Was it raining?
No.
Why would raining matter, though? Where are you going with that one?
If it was raining and Riggs had his wipers on but didn't have his lights on, he'd be in direct violation of the law.
Right, but
wipers on, lights on.
But my car, when my wipers go on, my lights automatically go on with my car.
Well, there goes a hole in that theory.
Yes.
Let me read the text at 71037. We already have them. Somebody said, if you have a headlight out.
Okay.
Somebody else said, cop, maybe they recognize you or your car. Or it's about your lights.
Okay.
So that's their three. I didn't even think about they recognize you.
Yeah, I have another.
Like if it's someone you knew that was like, hey, like if you
maybe.
Honked.
Oh, yeah,
like
I
remember
guess.
Yesterday you were waiting for me in the parking lot for like a really long time to go to the State Fair, but I'm Allie, so let me live. So I came out and I went, on the horn.
Yeah.
That's like the equivalent of the flashlight.
Oh, okay.
Like, hey, I'm here, Riggs.
Oh, like you see me, so somebody recognized me from the front? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
What car was the other person driving? Was it a Jeep?
No, she was driving a Honda.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, he saw her, so he would
know.
Yeah,
it was another Jeep. I didn't recognize her either. All I saw was a blue Brewers hat, because that's all that I recognized. I don't remember the face at all. I was like,
I gotta know.
What in the hell?
This is a good one. People are texting in like crazy, so I'm just trying to catch up with them. Somebody said, if there's a deer, some people flash and warn you. A deer is a good pull, whoever texted.
That is smart.
And I didn't think to look for a deer either, which could be a good idea.
Oh my God. Somebody texted in, I think this is a bit of a stretch.
What?
What if she needed help? Was a car following her? I mean, what the hell? Now we're in a serial killer movie? Riggs. She just flashed her damn light. She's in a... What?
Oh, now Gibbons found a way to turn heel
now
on me.
Now it's a kidnapper?
Riggs could have saved this poor woman's life.
Jesus.
All you had to do, Riggs, was bang a U-turn. You weren't going anywhere. You had to bang a little U-turn and make sure Sally Mae was all right. Instead, Sally Mae is now God knows where doing God knows what, Riggs.
Hey, I borrowed $60,000 from Sally Mae for college, and I paid her back. Sally Mae can suck it.
Dude, we're Sally Mae. So many texts. And they're all saying, again, people flash their brights for headlight out, copper animals, deer hazard coming out.
The animal might make sense because they very well could have been.
I never thought about the animal one.
Me neither. And that I think...
That is dangerous, though, too. Like, I told you, I had a boyfriend when I was 20. His mom died when she hit a freaking deer on the freeway. She died in a car accident driving down the freeway.
My fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Doot Doot, hit a cow one time with a car. Her cow. A cow. Her car was destroyed.
Destroyed. How did you have a dance? Did you see the thing from far? You know, Gibbons.
Her name is Mrs. Doo-Doo. Come on.
Mrs. Doo-Doo, I promise
Gibbons,
you.
Are you not wondering how you didn't avoid the cow? The cow's not running. The cow's not even walking.
No, she's arriving.
She still hit the damn cow. You knew the cow was there.
She's on an Indiana road going, do I go to class on Monday to play with rigs or do I just hit this cow? No, please.
Mrs. Doo-Doo would do that. Something she would do. Yes.
Poor Mrs. Sure. Doo-Doo. Jeez, rigs.
Watch out for wildlife. I guess that's what it was. Maybe wildlife.
I think that's what it is.
People are saying deer. Lots of people are saying animal.
All right, four
and
flashes.
And somebody are saying if there's an animal on the side of... Don't bring my attention to the animal on the side of the road. I don't want to see the bloody animal. I don't want to know.
Or now I'm distracted. Now your car goes where your head goes. Now I'm hitting the deer on purpose. That's terrible.
Jeez.
Mike dropped this one. Somebody said, what if she's just trying to wash her windows and she was pulling the wrong lever?
Right? Let her live.
Accident.
Right, it very well could have been.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
What?
Hold on. It will tell you in a second why J.J. Watt broke some kid's bike in Green Bay. Yeah.
Come on, JJ.
What are you going to do? Hold on. We'll tell you what happened with this next.
All right.
By the way, I just want to say, we're not ignorant to the stuff that's going on in the world. Like the people that, like the horrible shootings that happened over the weekend and all the craziness that's happening in the world. We get it.
We saw it.
We know what's going on. We're aware, but we know that you don't come here for that.
Look,
so
let me just pull the damn door open all the way.
Open up the door.
Let's open up the door.
The door. A little squeak,
opening
little door.
The door. And Riggs says, we need to talk about, you know, what's going on in the world, Allie, and it's just all so damn depressing.
Yeah.
And I looked at Riggs and I go, shootings? Nope.
Nope.
Somebody else died? Nope.
Search like, for a missing swimmer in Cudahy? Nope.
We literally went down the list of every headline Riggs threw at me. I was like, depressing, depressing, depressing. I go, isn't there something light and fluffy like Baskin-Robbins came out with a new type of ice cream?
Right.
We're just trying to keep it light and fluffy for your drive to work. If you want the hard news, go find somebody who knows something about something.
Right.
We're just here to talk about ice cream and J.J. Watt.
Yeah, we're here to get you away from that nonsense.
We're fun.
Yeah, we're here to make
it
uplifting.
Depressing.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
No.
Right.
I say it like I'm talking to myself. Right. I'm convincing myself. Right.
Look at you. You're talking yourself into a positive attitude. I like that.
Hell yes.
Who am I?
Who are you?
Going back to my negative bitchy self. Where
Seriously.
Were we?
God.
No.
Tell
stay
me the
positive.
Damn story. I'm just kidding.
By the way, Allie and I are going to be at a celebrity softball game this Saturday.
We're playing in it.
We'll be there. Robin Yount, Paul Molitor will be there. It's
You're
all for the Mac
Robin
fun.
Robin Yount's team.
I know. I'm excited. I can't wait.
John McLaughlin's team. And by the way, I was talking to one of our friends who's also playing in at Tiffany Ogle, and she said she's probably going to throw her back out. And I said, honey, well, that'll be better than me rolling around in the dirt because I'm so damn clumsy. I'll probably fall.
Do you think it's tacky for me to bring a carton of Robinade and drink it in front of him until he says something?
Honestly, I think they sell it there.
Then I'm going to be drinking it.
So don't be bringing it. You got to go buy it.
Bro, I'll buy it then. That's fine if it's going to Mac Fund.
You better straight arm it.
I'm almost positive
they
have it.
They got to.
If they don't have it all the time, I know I've seen pictures.
Robinade. What, Gibbons?
You better straight arm it.
Straight arm it.
Grab it, hold your arm out, and then just chug
straight
it down with your arm.
It.
You got
to
straight arm it.
That's such an internet
You know
fad.
What Robinade is, Gibbons, or no?
I do know, yes.
Yes, I'm just wondering.
It's available.
I've never had it before.
Your interns is yes or no?
Yeah,
I don't know if they're too young.
Oh, they've never seen it before, Robinade.
No? Do they know what Robinade is?
One is shaking their head. No, yeah,
I told
both
you
no.
They'd be too young.
Yeah.
Kids.
You got to take a stroll down the refrigerator section.
It's lemonade, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's lemonade.
Yeah. It's delicious.
J.J. Watt, right? He's the Texans are up in Green Bay.
Yep.
Doing like a, what is this? They're collaborating with practice before preseason. How does this work, Evans?
A little joint practice. They make a call to the Texans. They go, hey, Texans, you got J.J. Watt, our boy, right? Come
yeah.
up to Green Bay. Let's practice together.
Oh, because J.J. Watt has a house in Pewaukee.
Yeah, and he grew up in this area, so he's always dreamed of being at the Packers preseason with the players. They ride the bikes out, you know? He's always wanted to be part of that. And finally,
J.J. Watt has, you know, I'm sports stupid.
Yep.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt has never been a Packer.
Never.
Nope.
Ever. Does he want to be, or we don't know, or he's just happy?
If they paid him, right? I'm sure he wouldn't turn it down.
Hold on.
He said his brother plays for somebody too. Who?
He's got a brother TJ and a brother Derek. Who
both stop with the TJ and the JJ.
Swear
I thought
to God.
You were going to go JJ, TJ, BJ.
And then there's a Derek.
And then a Derek.
Derek, yeah. So he's up there at the for the Packers camp. And JJ Watt, he's got an Aaron Rodgers jersey on because he's supporting Aaron Rodgers. He's got respect for him, right?
He's that guy. He loves everyone and everyone loves him. Mm-hmm. He's that guy.
So JJ Watt's like, this is my moment to ride the bike. I can do it just like I always wanted to do when I was a kid. So J.J. Watt, 290-pound J.J. Watt, gets on this kid's bike, starts riding it. Bam!
Oh.
Seat breaks off. J.J. Watt.
Bye!
bicycle.
Groin injury.
Bicycle.
See? I want to ride my bicycle.
I want to ride his bicycle.
I'm sure you do.
Every woman does. It's J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt breaks the seat off this kid's bike. It's not built for a guy of his size or his stature. J.J. Watt's a big guy.
Now little Jimmy in Green Bay got his bike broken by J.J. Watt.
Right?
So wait, when the bike breaks, does J.J. Watt, is he just like in shock? What is he? Is he like giggled? How embarrassing the... You know what I mean?
He's also risking a groin injury, Allie. He's got an NFL game to play.
His groin. Knock
your junk on there.
I'm sure he's
going to hurt you pretty bad. But he did end up making good on it because what did he end up doing, Gibbons?
He got the kid a new bike, and they got him his own bike, which is actually for his size. But just the visual of J.J. Watt on a child's bike is just
with his knees so high up to his elbows while he's trying to ride down the
street. You know what? God. Should I have the interns go get my kids' bikes? We'll do a little round outside.
Yes.
I have so many kids' bikes that we would look ridiculous on.
Kids' bikes.
Oh my
They're
God.
In my garage.
I know.
As long as you don't mind my fat ass breaking one or two of them, because you know I will.
Do I look like I make my kids be active and ride their bikes on a regular basis? The bikes are sitting there with dust. We're good.
She probably has to inflate the tires too, Gibbons. You kidding
Tablets
me? The chains
are the
have broken
worst.
Off.
They ruined it all.
They have.
How far do you live from here?
Like 10 minutes. I mean, it's so close.
Interns!
Yes,
get in the car. Go get us bikes. We got to do this for the gram, y'all.
Intern Fun Pants drives a minivan so she can fit him in the back.
She really
my
does.
God.
Yeah, she does.
Seriously.
Oh, she got mad when I said that.
Fun Pants, you're mad you drive a minivan?
You got more room
What's
to party.
Wrong?
It's
There's
a party van.
There's nothing hotter than being 21 and driving a minivan.
Watch here. Now, here comes the excuse about how it's my parents' car and
it's
I'm only driving
fault.
It for now.
They just wouldn't buy me a car yet.
Did you go to Country Thunder in that minivan?
She did.
She did.
But you know what? Sure.
Do you drive to keg parties in that minivan?
Is there a sign of the set that says, if this van's a knocking or a rockin', don't come a knocking? Is that what it says? If this van's rocking, don't come knocking. That's what it is. The Fun Pants van.
Yeah, Chad put it on.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Hey, you drive a minivan, huh? I don't know if I realize that because my back's to the window, like I said.
Yeah,
I see you're
leaving that minivan every day.
Backstory on this.
Actually,
it's my brother's like work van.
Okay.
And we all share cars in the summer.
So you can fit a couple bikes in the back of that thing, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, and then I'm going to move.
When you go back to Whitewater, do you have a car?
No.
Okay, that's what
I need
to know.
That is a big topic in my household at the moment.
Ooh, you
is that you
car.
Don't have a car?
Yeah.
So are you going to buy one, or are you expecting mommy and daddy to buy one? Because that's what
no,
I'm taking from
one.
You right... Oh.
Oh, that is not where I was going at all.
Good.
How?
I've made a lot of money this summer.
She's working at the golf course, and I forgot she's a hot chick.
Yeah. Yep.
And the drunk douches, no offense, all the drunk guys tip her like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys offer you money to take off your clothes?
What?
You think that's a stretched out question for drunk guys on a golf course?
No, some guys make
chick.
Comments and
are you
stuff.
She's
freaking
a beer chick.
Me?
I'm a woman. We understand. Guys
know,
are gross.
And as a guy, as a normal, nice guy, I don't want to believe that, but it's disgusting.
I am not shocked at all that these drunk guys on a golf course are offering nasty things.
Yeah.
Men are the worst. We suck. Riggs,
I know,
Riggs,
right?
I hate us.
I hate you.
Men.
Wait, hold on.
I don't mind you. You're okay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so let's talk about R. Kelly and how much he grosses us out.
Yeah.
I know we haven't mentioned it enough, but no, now he's in trouble. I mean, he's already in trouble. He's already in jail, but he's now been charged with two more felony sex crimes in Minnesota this time for a chick that he picked up in Minneapolis. I shouldn't even say a chick, a child, because she was under 18.
Yeah.
So he's been now charged with two more felony counts for allegedly engaging in prostitution with someone under 18 years old and offering to hire someone under the age of 18 for sexual purposes. The charges say that back in 2001, he met with a fan at the City Center Shopping Center in Minneapolis. It's a mall. The fan was underage. She was attempting to get an autograph, but R. Kelly gave her his phone number with instructions to call. I mean, if that is not sex trafficking, courting a child, it's disgusting.
And it's the same tactic that he's used
over
from the documentary that I watched the whole 6-part series or whatever it was. It's the same tactic. Hey, I'm gonna make you a star. I can get you a record deal. You can sing, girl. Girl, you can
basically
sing.
Using his so power to rape and manipulate people even more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, disgusting. I can make you famous. Come back to my place.
So he meets this chick at the City Center shopping mall in Minneapolis back in 01. He gives the number. She calls. She then gets directed to his hotel, ushered up to his suite in Minneapolis. And then they said R. Kelly offered her $200 to take her clothes off and dance. And she obliged. And then sexual contact did occur. But he didn't have actual sex with her. We don't need to know all these details, I guess. But I'm just putting it out there. So I don't want to know, quite frankly.
No, I just want to know the day we can stop saying alleged in front of all this stuff.
I agree.
Because we know it's...
I usually don't.
There's smoke, there's fire. Come on.
I usually just kind of go, there's a video, dude.
Yeah. Gross.
And you know what? Nauseous.
I don't even need the video. All I need to know is he married Aaliyah at 16.
Right.
And he was how old?
Yeah.
How old was he? But she was like 16.
She was 16. He was in his late 20s.
So think about being like 28.
Yeah.
And meeting a chick who's 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then marrying, like the fact that he did that alone is enough for me to think that he has an issue.
If they gave away Douchebell Peace Prize Awards, like worldwide douchebag awards.
Douchebell Peace Prize.
Douchebell Peace Prize.
I like it.
It's a piece of douche is what he is.
Predators.
Not pieces. Not pieces in good piece. Pieces in bad piece.
Right.
He would win.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Search party of three. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie.
Listen, I am in an emotional state right now. I can't handle anymore.
Oh my God, what is wrong?
Okay. This has been a saga, ongoing saga that has not seen an end, and now it's a national search party, literally.
Where the hell's my tea?
Yeah.
Okay, I swear to God, okay? The ongoing saga has been between myself and my friend Phil. I went home back to New Jersey a couple of weeks ago. Phil came over Mama G's house with his girlfriend at the time.
Phil's the one that came to Milwaukee to visit you after he got divorced. Kids, but he was like heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and was trying to like, he got on Tinder and worked the town for like a weekend.
Yep, and then he came back and did it a second time.
And then he did it a second time. So he basically comes to town and gets,
around and goes back, right?
And feels better for a weekend.
That's how Phil rolls,
Exactly.
So wait, what's happening with Phil now? He said he's back in Jersey,
I've told you guys, Allie, I don't know if you were here when I first brought it up, that when Phil brought his now girlfriend to Mama G's house, when he left, we all kind of speculated because we all kind of talk smack because that's what we do in Jersey.
But didn't you say like you guys were making fun of her or something?
Yes,
What was it about her that made you guys all make fun of her? Like
she looked like she was 45, 50 years old.
How old is he?
He's 32.
They were bullying his poor girlfriend.
No, she wasn't.
I heard a visual. Okay, so he's 32, but she seemed way older.
She seemed like the type.
And he was way hotter.
Yes, she seemed like the type that you would find at a Stalas bar at 1 a.m. on a Thursday.
She's a worn lady.
Yes.
She's a worn lady.
She's a very worn lady.
She's got some miles on her.
She spends every night at the local pub, if you know what I'm saying.
So since
the
time.
Don't slut shame her.
I'm not. No.
I didn't even say anything about. You know what's funny? You're such a dude. I wasn't even thinking about slut shaming. I was thinking about her drinking tons of beer and smoking so many cigarettes that she looks older than she is.
She looks like
That's where my mind went, but okay, Riggs.
She looks like an old catcher's mitt, is
what
you're saying.
Yes, yes.
All right,
so we gave him a hard time about this girl, right?
Very worn.
Mm-hmm. And then I reached out
Stretched
to Phil.
Out.
To, mm-hmm, yeah. To make sure that like Phil got home safe one night, you know.
We get it.
So I reach out to Phil. I don't hear back. I've called Phil. I don't hear back. I've texted Phil. He won't reach out.
He's ghosting you. Phil's ghosting
you. Hold on. I have called Phil's sister. I've called Phil's mother.
Damn.
And now, I said to his sister yesterday, I said, where's Phil? She goes, well, he's in Omaha, Nebraska on work.
What?
I said, get me Phil.
Wait, what does Phil do?
He does IT. He just got a new job. So he's like traveling to Nebraska every couple of weeks for a couple of
is
weeks to do
childhood
training.
Is he your childhood best friend?
Yes.
Okay.
I've known Phil since I was 6 years old. We've been
like
best buds.
Okay. BFF.
We lost touch in high school. We were in different crowds in high school. But then
it's
after high school, you know, we've been, ever since just at the hip, right?
I got you, brother.
And I can't find him. I know at the moment right now.
I can't find him. This is strange.
He's in Omaha, Nebraska. I only know that because his mom took him to the airport. I go, well, what's his address? And she goes, I don't know. He wouldn't give it to me.
Write down his phone number.
You want to? Okay.
I'm not even kidding. Intern hungover achiever, come here. She doesn't have a 414 area code because she's from D.C.
Right.
We're calling him from your phone. Let's see if he answers a number he doesn't know because...
True.
He's hiding.
Is he looking for a job or anything like that?
He has a job. He's training.
Would he be expecting a foreign number?
Nobody's filling. I would hope he would answer. If he doesn't want to be my friend, if he's pissed off. Oh, and then I found out he broke up with the girl.
What, the Omaha girl?
He broke up with the girl that we were making fun of back in Jersey.
Isn't that why he went to Omaha?
No, he went to Omaha for work. I was under the...
Oh, I thought maybe there was a side... He's not, I don't think he's...
Oh, I thought he answered, okay.
I wish, because I'm going to be like, Phil, where the hell are you... Phil?
This is
Damn.
Hi.
Oh,
should I leave him a message?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wait, then I'll call back. I'm going to keep calling.
Phil, call your friends back.
Call your mother back. Now his mom
I have
knows.
A song for Phil. Can we play this? Oh, can
wait,
we
pull
this
up real quick? You feel like your friend is really missing?
I don't know.
Really missing?
Missing
just,
or ghosting?
Why do you think he won't call you back? What is he avoiding is my question.
He won't call me. He won't call his mom, his sister. He just shut himself in.
You guys.
71037, text in. Where the hell is Phil? It's like, where's Waldo?
You guys. You guys.
Meanwhile, with the phone ringing in the background.
Hey, Phil. You got people that care about you, Phil.
I am unable.
Phil, there are humans in your life that care about you and your well-being. People near and far. People on the East Coast. People in the Midwest.
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, I got a message for Phil.
You may hang up or press 1.
Shut up and let me leave a message. Phil!
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 Where the hell you at, brother?
We need you, Phil!
Phil! We miss you! Phil!
If you don't love me, say you don't love me! But you can't quit me, Phil!
Phil!
You may try to quit me! You cannot quit me! I swear to God, I will get in my car! I will drive to Omaha! And damn your eyes, I will find you!
Phil, we're in with the Finn! Bring back the Finn, Phil!
Wait, continue recording, wait.
You better continue recording. If that whole damn thing didn't record his voicemail.
Continue recording. No, we're dead. What do I hit?
Just hang up, I think.
Just hang up and it's fine. All right, we got him. All right. Well, I hope that he shows up.
I'm satisfied with my message.
I'm sure that he's fine. Have you seen anything on his social media?
He never posts anything.
So you can't even track him that way. Damn it.
No.
He's not a Twitter guy, Snapchat, anything.
No,
nothing.
The last thing he posted to social media was a picture of him and this girl at a concert, and he looked like a prisoner of war.
So he's living his best life. He's
trying to live his best life.
But hold on.
Okay. Is he living his best life,
Gibbons,
though?
You're worried about your BFF. You can't find the guy. And nobody can get a hold of him. But he's like clearly off the rails. Riggs, let's discuss because we've met Phil more than once.
We have, yeah.
And Phil pretty much ghosted his best friend when he came to town. Do you not remember that?
Yeah, Phil, do you remember that? Phil came to visit you and never really visited you at all?
I'll let Riggs handle this. Remember?
Yes.
Now explain to him that this is normal.
Right. This is completely normal Phil behavior. Phil likes to go places and then just completely ghost everyone around him.
He came to visit you. You didn't even see him.
He has no regard for other people. He has no regard for checking in with you. You're a big checker-inner, Gibbons. I know how you are. Big check-in with me guy.
Gibbons is like, are you home?
Phil isn't like
Circle
that.
Circle yes or no.
Phil is like, he's a borderline ally. He's a let me live my life.
Said he's my spirit animal, but that made me sound like a real jerk.
Let me live. He's like Allie. He's like, let me live my best life. Shut up. I'll get to you when I get to you.
But
he's probably just
hanging out.
It does sound bad, but that's the way Phil is, and you can't change him. And plus, he's, 600, 700 miles away? Who cares? You got friends here, Gibbons.
You're right. You're so right.
And I'm here to be Phil, and I won't answer your text. So I can fill the void.
She can be your fill-in for Phil.
Let me be Phil.
Yeah, so does that mean
I already am?
Does that mean you're going to go out, drink excessively, have indiscriminate sex, pass out in my apartment building, and then leave your shoes
She'll
outside?
Do all those things.
Did I have kids that day?
No
or did
kids
I have
that
to
day.
Get home to a sitter.
You got to get home to a sitter.
Yes, if I don't have kids that day, yes, Kevin.
You got to get home to a sitter, but her schedule's open, and you can call her. She's flexible.
I need closure.
Unintended.
Well, you let us know
Where's
if there's closure
Phil?
Because we're all concerned
him.
About your friend
like
Phil.
Said, you're Thank such you. A guy's guy. Like, he's so sad.
Yeah. My homie, dude. That's my boy.
It's your bro. Phil!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Gibbons apparently is all worked up over this Kanye issue.
And this is not a radio bit. This is not a joke. I'm seriously worked up.
You're Team Kanye.
Wait till
and
I tell you.
2005. I'm amazed.
Wait until I tell you his angle. Go ahead with what's happening.
Really?
Yes.
Is it bad?
Yes.
Shut the F up. No, it's deep.
Go
Shut
ahead.
Up. Okay. I'm going to sit back.
Shut up, Riggs. You shut up.
Kanye West develops these dome-like concept houses.
Yeah.
Okay? He designs them, and then they pop up in Calabasas, okay?
Yep.
And these homes are part of an effort to help dismantle the class system within the housing market.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good.
There's so many homeless people in Calabasas, by the way.
Right.
No, but there are.
But there are in L.A.
Thank you.
LA,
not
yes.
Calabasas, right. though. That's like us being in Cedarburg and being like, there's so many homeless people, but they're really in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It's like 30 minutes away, and we're living in our big-ass house talking about it. But that's. Yeah. But I digress. Anyway, so.
So Kanye wants to help them. Okay.
Yeah. Then they did a whole Kardashians episode about where Kim and the girls went down to Skid Row.
Really?
Yeah. There was a whole episode of the Kardashians like a season or two ago where they went down to like bring awareness to the homelessness issue and stuff. So anyway, so Kanye West goes and he gets 300 acres.
Yep.
300 acres of land. Starts building these prototypes.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna, you know, even though he's building a how much did their house cost? Like $12 million or something?
Something like that. Their house is ridiculous.
Even though Kim and Kanye are building a $12 million house, he's going to help with the homeless problem and the class problem within the housing market.
I'm pretty sure they bought like a $60 million house and put $12 million into it after buying it.
$72 million.
Uh-huh.
Oh, anyway,
God forbid he wants to help the homeless, though.
Practice what you preach.
That's what he's doing.
No, he's living in a $70 million house while preaching about homelessness.
Trying to help the homeless.
And there's a problem with the class.
Allie.
If his thing is the housing class market, we're all like, then that's not helping by him living in a house like that.
I argued about this last week for a totally different reason.
Why?
Last week, Gibbons comes on the radio and he goes, Kanye West is going to save the Mitchell Park domes. He's going to save the domes. And that's what he's going to do. We're going to convert them to homeless housing. And I go,
did you believe that?
Allie, let me hold up. Allie, how many years have you lived here?
15.
And for how many of those 15 years have they been trying to figure out, I'm going to use air quotes, what to do with the Mitchell domes? 15, right?
No, that's not true. I don't think the domes had that. I think that's recent where they're ready to shut the domes down. No offense.
Yeah. Okay.
Mister just moved here 3 years ago, but that's the truth.
Yeah. Okay,
the domes were not like this bleep hole that we couldn't get rid of. It's just recently had issues.
Okay, yeah. Well then,
in fairness,
within the last probably 5 to 7 years.
Milwaukee County Parks, you're welcome for the defense.
Yes.
But
within the last couple of years is when like the crumbling from the ceiling started.
They started having issues.
They had issues.
Allie,
now keep your argument going.
Have you seen the photos of these domes that Kanye West built?
No.
They look, and this is not exaggeration.
Like
Riggs, you have to. They look just like our domes.
Great. They do.
So I was thinking these Kanye domes could be a prototype that could be brought to Milwaukee and have the Mitchell domes. It's all, what are we going to do with the domes? Make the domes housing.
But we don't want Kanye in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and we don't want to turn those into housing. That's a horrible.
But why don't we want to
tell? He would come here and say something stupid. Look, they're 50 feet tall.
Just like
and
the
now
domes.
He's going to have to rip all the domes down. I'm not even getting to the point here. He's going to have to rip them all down because he didn't have the right permits.
Oh my
within
God.
45 days.
Really?
So he's going to have no choice but to tear these damn things down with the site, the construction site where he had all this land, where he's building these domes to help the not even homelessness. He's trying to change the housing class or site, whatever.
Can I do a 180 on what I just said? Kanye!
Before you do a 180, let me just state, look what happens when you hear the facts before you form an opinion.
What? Logic and reasoning.
Kanye, awesome concept.
Yeah.
Great theory. Good thought. But Jesus H. Christmas crack. You get the permits before you build the domes, Kanye.
Is he on our side now, Riggs?
I don't know.
I think Gibbons is on our side now.
I think everything was right with Kanye, except for the fact that you violated life's biggest rule. Don't be stupid, you moron.
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like I'm on an emotional roller coaster. I feel like this guy.
Gibbons, Mr. Flip-Flopper. I'm going to start calling you John Kerry, Mr. Flip-Flopper.
Roller coaster. It was like arguing with me, then I totally agree with you. Now I'm screaming because I do agree with you.
And
I can't handle you right now.
I still wholeheartedly, but from the bottom of my heart, believe that could save the domes. But if Kanye did it this right way with the permits, you
The
dummy.
Domes need saving. They don't need saving from Kanye West. That's not what they need right now.
Right.
Or any of the Kardashians.
Whatever.
Because, oh my God.
Who the hell
cares?
Hell
Did you get? Did something happen with your button over there? That there's a janky speaker here. What's the matter?
I had it installed on a little speaker now because you kept trying to screw me over there by not playing my button.
Was trying to screw you.
Yes, he was. Trying to save us from getting violations from the governor of the state of Wisconsin.
You?
Tony Evers is going to come in here and clean house if I don't play that when we talk about the Kardashians.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to pull a power play right now.
Go ahead.
And shut your mics off. Bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. How you been living your best life, girl?
Trying to catch up with me. I'm tired.
Right?
Not going to lie.
I was living my best life yesterday.
Yes, you were, Riggs. Go ahead and tell everyone why.
Not only was I living my best life on the giant slide at the State Fair for the first time ever, I just put that up on my Instagram, Riggs Radio. Check it out. Gibbons and Allie came along as well. Took my friends.
So much fun. Went down the slide two or three times.
I went three. Yes.
But I could have kept going.
And hell yes.
I could have gone all day long. It was just a little sticky for me, a little hot for me. And I'm a diva like that.
You can always text to 71037 how you're living your best life.
Yep. Or you can call 799-1037 how you living your best life. But I took it to another notch afterwards with Gibbons.
Oh, really?
Because I think living my best life with Gibbons afterwards. Gibbons, do you want to segue like this with a mall cop? How we lived our best life after we went down the giant slide at the State Fair?
How did you live your best life, Gibbons? Tell me everything.
Where did we go next, Gibbons?
We went to Liquid Johnny's near the State Fair.
Yes, that's girl. Right.
And Monday quickly turned to Natter Day.
Here we go with the Natter Day.
Just you wait.
The guys, this is like when guys talk about farting. The guys in the room are dying, and I look at the other women. The interns were all rolling their eyes. This is so men versus women. I love it, dude.
We went there, and it was Natter Day, and things were flowing. The drinks were going.
Church of Jesus Christ of Natter Day Saints, bruh.
But then behind the bar, Allie, there's this bottle of liquor that looks kind of weird. It's called Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. And I go,
Screwball Peanut Butter.
So the bartender, Amelia.
Never heard of this.
Yeah. The bartender, Amelia, goes, it's really good on ice, right? So she puts it on ice, serves up a shot for me and Riggs, and it's fantastic.
Yep.
So I text a bartender buddy of mine. I go, you ever had this? He goes, yup. You want to have a PB&J shot? Have this peanut butter whiskey with blackberry brandy.
Hell yeah. Yummy. It was awesome.
Screwball with a K. SK.
Yeah,
I had to picture it in my mind. Mm-hmm.
But then, when me and Riggs split company, I took living my best life to an even higher level, Allie and Riggs.
Did you really? Where'd you go next? How were you living your best life, Gibbons?
Because it was Monday afternoon.
That's
right. Normally on Monday afternoons, you boys got some responsibilities, maybe some children, you know, that aren't mine, but you know, I got to pick up and hang out with.
You picked them up, yes.
Your rental children, yes.
Your rental children.
But yesterday, I said, I've had a couple beverages. I can't pick up the kids.
No, no, no.
And when I couldn't pick up the kids, I went home and Natter Day continued, y'all. I sat out on my porch in West Dallas and I people watched while sipping Natter Days. My buddy Fred came over. We had lunch.
Nice.
It was such a good Monday.
Kids inside alone while you were outside on the porch?
No, the kids were at Grandma's house. Kids were at Grandma's house. No responsibility for me,
y'all. It would have been funnier if they were just sitting there, though, inside while you were on the porch with Fred and your drink.
Well, listen, my girlfriend might be listening. I don't want her to know what the hell's going on.
Look, I'm drinking.
They're her kids. If she doesn't know where the hell they are, it ain't your problem.
Very true.
Went to a baseball tournament out of town, and by the time the weekend was over, everyone was loving the Natter Days. That's true.
We got another text at 71037.
Can you want to explain the Natter Day? You keep talking about it, and I don't think people really know. Like, I feel like you're having this inside joke again.
No, everyone knows Natter Days.
Everybody knows Natter Days.
Okay, but for those, fine.
But
whatever
let's
you
expand.
Say.
Natter Days are
Everyone knows.
Natty Light.
Natty Light.
Mixed with strawberry lemonade.
It sounds gross when you say it out loud, but you drink those sons of bitches.
You know why it sounds gross? Because it is gross.
That's not what Riggs said. Riggs said it is gross.
It's
you're
the aftertaste. Yes, it's the aftertaste. It's the front end. It's nice with strawberry lemonade because I didn't have one yesterday. I went with a summer shandy. That's what I want when it's hot outside. I love a shandy. Gibbons here goes with the aftertaste of the Natty Light.
Okay, Riggs and his
Natter Days.
Riggs and his stuck-up palate.
But that's
You're living your best life.
You're not allowed to judge during living your best life.
He doesn't have a stuck-up palate. You just don't drink Natty Light after you're like the age of like 19, dude.
You never drink.
That's what it is.
You 19. Never
Same
drink
with
Natty
Keystone,
Light.
Keystone, man. Once you're on a college, Keystone Light is Allie, goodbye.
Allie, if you can get that Natty Light and you can mix it with strawberry lemonade, sign me up all
no
day
way.
And twice
Hell
on
yeah,
Sunday.
Man. You're not allowed to judge and live in your best life.
You're
That's
damn
fine. You
right.
I didn't even tell you what the hell I did because you wouldn't shut up about your stupid Natty Light. Nobody cares
hey, we're
about.
We're getting to you, all right? We're getting
no,
to you.
I'm over it.
No, you're doing it right now. How were you living your best life yesterday,
I actually
bro?
Was very impressed with myself.
What'd you do?
And this is no joke because when we go out to the fair like that,
that's right.
And it's hot as hell,
yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, 1 year ago, I would have been like, hell no, it's hot.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to the fair.
Yeah.
Have fun on the slide.
Uh-huh.
And if I do go, I sure as hell am not riding it. Fast forward 1 year, I was like, let's go to the fair. I want to ride the slide.
Uh-huh.
I don't care how hot it is. And we got off the slide, and I wanted to ride it again.
Look at you.
So I thought, yes. I'm living my best life. Because a year ago, I would have been like, I don't want to go. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to do this. And yesterday, I was like, woo.
You're
and that is
right.
a literal living Ooh. Your best life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you've rotated.
We got a text to 71037. How come Gibbons the Great is not on the Stump Me anymore?
He died. He's dead.
Yes, Gibbons the Great is
Riggs
now living.
Killed him.
He moved away to Persia. He's living his best life somewhere else.
All right,
where's Persia, Riggs? Tell me.
Somewhere in the Middle East, maybe.
Excuse
Why
me. Somewhere
Why
burping
so much on the air lately? Get some gas X.
I don't want to get.
Every day it's like free burps.
He's living his best life. You're not allowed to judge on living your best life. No judging.
Not
at all.
Just because you're living your best life doesn't mean I can't judge you. Who added that rule? Who added that rule?
I did.
We got to take this call. The interns are frantically saying we have to take this call. I don't know what it is. And I don't trust the interns.
Right.
So
go ahead.
Get
me here.
All right. Good morning, Kiss FM. How are you living your best life?
I'm living my best life because thanks to Riggs and Gibbons on last Saturday, I tried Natterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And?
I tried it. I was on Milwaukee Street with some friends, and
yes.
all of a sudden, my friend shows up holding a can of it.
Yes.
And I'm like, holy crap, Briggs and Gibbons, we're just talking about this.
Yes. So wait, can you buy the literal can? It's like made already?
Oh, yeah, it's already
like
made.
A can.
Yeah, it's
30
a can
packs,
of
yeah.
it. It is
yeah.
literally, it's Natty Ice in a can.
Oh.
It's strawberry lemonade flavored. My
it's
friend
disgusting.
Shows up with a can of it. And I'm like, you have to let me try it because Briggs and Gibbons were just talking about it. It tastes like fruit roll-up.
It tastes like fruit roll-ups. Who
roll-ups?
Doesn't
that
like fruit roll-ups?
That is not what Briggs said.
Maybe with diarrhea aftertaste.
Oh,
it does,
no,
yes.
no.
I think it had a bad aftertaste.
See? This
the
is my spirit
no way. There's a. Mate, were you drunk, girl?
No, actually, I had just started drinking, so I was still sober.
Until she started drinking them Natter Days.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you grow up? It definitely matters when you answer
it
this.
It does.
So we were on Milwaukee Street at the
no, where did you grow up
office.
At?
Where
yeah.
did you grow up,
Where did you grow up?
Oh, where did I grow up?
Uh-huh.
Brown Deer.
So,
like, ding, ding, suburbs.
Ding. Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Classy. You keep
My
it classy.
Friends are trying to say you're trashy. I'm saying you have great taste, damn it. That's what I'm saying.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, you're living your best life.
What
you
do,
do you what
mean?
You do. You do you, girl. You do you.
I'm just saying, Allie, try it before you judge.
See?
Damn it.
There's like 3 net carbs. Come on, let's go.
Come on, girl. Come on, girl.
Is it really?
Yeah, if there's
oh,
something
then
like
I'm
that.
In.
Yeah, let's go.
Woo-hoo. 3 net carbs.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Dude.
What?
Huh? Why are you so angry, Allie?
Me?
I
what
heard
you
your phone just smash
because
against the...
Because it's a Tuesday?
Man. You know what? When you're right,
Fair
you're
enough,
right,
brother.
Riggs.
Fair enough. I was going to come up with some other excuse. It's a Tuesday. Fair
yeah.
enough.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Thursday. Just don't ask. If I'm pissed off, I'm pissed off.
Why are you mad?
I'm mad because you guys are giving me hell. That's why I'm mad.
We love giving you hell.
Jerks.
You can always catch up with our show on demand. Show number 718 will be up at 1037kissfm.com. I learned something on the show this morning.
Well, oh, did
well,
two
you? Two things. I learned that there's a front and a back entrance to the state fair, which is amazing.
Yes.
I learned that off the air. And I also learned from Gibbons that his friend Phil has been missing for like 2 weeks. We don't know if he's really missing, like endangered, or just cut off Gibbons and he's ghosting him.
No, okay.
One of the two. But I'm pretty sure he's just ghosting you. He's not dead. Come
right,
on,
no, now. Riggs, we've gotten past the point of ghosting. His family doesn't know where he is.
Yes.
He went on a business trip to Omaha, freaking Nebraska.
Yeah.
And the family doesn't know where he is. No one knows where he is. And
we
I
did
am
call
about
twice this morning, in fairness.
We really
we did. Yeah.
From not from my number, not from the
we
radio station.
We tried to find Phil.
We need to find
we
Phil.
We don't know where Phil is.
Okay. Do we need to find him. He's okay. We're just curious where the hell he's at.
We think he's okay.
He's
we
okay.
hope he's okay.
I hope he's
my
okay.
My God, he ghosts all the time. He's fine. He'll be back in 2 days, no?
I hope. That's the hope.
But the problem is, it's been a couple weeks now, Allie, so he's concerned about his buddy. So that's what I learned, that your friend is missing.
Hmm. But he really just doesn't want to hear Gibbons give him hell about his love life.
Right.
You know what? I'm leaving too. I'll be back in a few weeks.
Speaking of, what do we learn on the show today in Allie's love life? What I learned? I learned something major.
What? Gibbons, what did you learn this morning? What did you learn on the show this morning?
And it was about Allie's dad and how he loved to take onions to the CC's Pizza Buffet, the salad bar the CC's Pizza Buffet.
What a freak.
Your dad does.
My dad is so weird.
How have we as a group never gone to CC's? It's right on Highway,
there's a few. There's a bunch of them. There's one in Brookfield. There's one on Highway 100 in West Dallas, on National and Highway. Look, I'll tell you why we've never been there.
Why?
Because the only place my father takes me is CC's Pizza. Yeah. And when my kids are annoying, you know where I take them? CC's Pizza, because it's $5.
Noted. Okay.
I don't want to go there otherwise. I go there enough.
I haven't gone.
CC's. Love you. Bye.
I had a bad experience at a CC's. Not this one here, but one in Noblesville,
but
Indiana.
But it's so cheap. Oh.
Yeah.
Cheap if you have kids. If you have kids, it's very cheap. But that's the problem. Dad's 75 and he doesn't have kids.
Uh-huh.
So why is he going to CC's and why is he taking onions?
Okay. Right? You've said magic words. You've said pizza, you've said buffet, and you've said cheap. Would I look weird going by myself this afternoon to go to CC's?
No, but I would go with you and tear up that salad bar. And I wouldn't bring my own onions. I would eat theirs.
Not at all.
But I'll get a salad with you. Don't go to CC's without me, dude.
Yeah, yes. Allie, what'd you learn on the show this morning, eh?
So, I learned that Riggs apparently just pisses people off. He pisses people off a lot.
Yeah, I do on the road. They flash me. They're always flashing me.
They flash him.
I know.
And he doesn't know why, so we're convinced that they're flashing him because there might be a deer in the road or there was no cop.
Yeah, when people flash their lights at me during the day, long flashes means that there might be an animal on the road. That's what you learned this morning, right? Isn't that what you learned on the show this morning?
Oh, man.
That's what you learned.
I'm not looking at you, losers.
Don't look at me. I'm making gestures. Don't
look at me. You're mean.
You're mean.
You're mean.
You're mean, too.
Your mom's mean. Your mom's mean. Her mom's mean.
We revert to third graders when we're doing that. Your mom's mean.
Literally.
Your dad smells.
Your mom.
Your sister smells. Your brother smells. Get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. J-Matt's up next. And don't forget, Post Malone tickets later this afternoon for your ride home with Craig Carson.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.